Here's a tip from Georgia Power. Always be cautious of water levels. Quickly go to high ground if you see or hear rapidly rising water. Learn more at georgiapower.com.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for having me here today. My name is Chastity Malloy, and I am representing the campaign to re-elect Bill Durance. He's running for re-election for District 2 for the Savannah City Council Board. And I appreciate you all allowing me to read the statement that he's prepared. I'm not going to answer the question because I am clearly not Bill. But I will read a statement that he submitted on behalf of this forum, and I appreciate you all allowing me an opportunity to do so. And first, I'll also share Bill's regret in not being able to be here today. He is in New York attending the American Public Transportation Association annual meeting as City Council's representative to the Chattanooga Area Transit Board of Directors. And his absence is evidence of his support for environmental sustainability issues and one reason why he supported Bill. Bill's statement begins with a quote from John Burr that reads, "When we try to pick out anything by itself, we find it hitched to everything else in the universe." Bill's statement concludes as follows. In line with her statement, I believe everything I work on as an alderman has an environmental impact, whether it is housing and transportation, zoning and other regulatory issues, or trying to manage the impact of tourism-related activities. Sometimes it's more obvious than others, but I always try to be sensitive to global impact. My priorities for the city are public safety and infrastructure, followed by transportation and housing concerns. And all of that is wrapped up in the need for better long-range planning. Our physical infrastructure is old, and maintenance and new construction needs have been neglected and deferred for years. We can no longer kick the can down the road, but making a commitment to addressing those needs is an opportunity. Better maintenance of existing facilities and installation of new modern technologies will give us greater efficiency in our operations and resiliency in the face of climate change impacts on the near horizon. I'm a 30-year member of the Sierra Club. You can tell I'm clearly not Bill, and this is a statement because I'm really young for that. And I support Ready for 100%. Even though we have not yet voted to adopt that policy officially, I believe we are already doing many things necessary to support that goal. When our current council had our workshop in 2017 to update the city's strategic plan, I was the one who asked for specific action items to be focused on environmental considerations. The result of that has been the following. A sustainability assessment of the city, including a carbon footprint analysis. Participation in the sea level rise sensor installment project. Promoting clean energy alternatives with one of the largest response rates in the cities of the U.S. in the Southeast U.S. The Green Infrastructure to Jobs Pilot Program, which created urban tree nurseries in low-lying, lower-income communities, and planted 550 native tree species that are water and salt water tolerant. It also started workforce training for 19 underemployed residents to provide certification in auto care and build their employability, and in the next 1 to 2 years, will plant trees across Savannah to increase stormwater absorption and mitigate flooding. It looks like there's a plug here. It says, join us for a plant giveaway celebration of this program at the WW Law Center on Bolton Street on Saturday, October 19th from 11 to 1. I'll be serving lunch. I'll be setting up an event elsewhere. Let's see. It also says we're using a federal identify, assess, and identify brownfield sites. And from the Savannah 4 strategic plan, during electric vehicle fleet conversion, increasing energy efficiency of all city properties with a new arena on target to be LEED certified, promoting alternative transportation like the free dot downtown shuttle, and increasing pedestrian and bicycle infrastructure. As a city council appointee to the Metropolitan Returning me to this another term will allow for the continuation of this comprehensive approach to addressing these issues.
Here's a tip from our friends at Georgia Power. Never make your own electrical repairs to Georgia Power equipment. Let our crews do the dangerous work for you. Call Georgia Power at 888-891-0938 to schedule a repair.